Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Sounds a lot like Cat Stevens, Yusuf Islam. Did he go back to his name, Cat Stevens?
I thought he did.
Still using. Yeah, I think he did.
Yep.
At least professionally.
Yusuf. Yeah, exactly, because people weren't buying any of his records as Yusuf Islam because they didn't know who he was, number one. And number two, if they, you know, they do the thing that people do in this country, they make up their mind about stuff without really knowing what, he sounds like a Muslim, we're not going to buy any of his records now.
I think that is accurate. I think a lot of people did think that way. I also find that some people are so used to something being one way, because he's not the only artist that's changed his name and kind of failed. I mean, do you remember when Garth Brooks did his whole Chris Gaines rock star thing? And then Prince is probably one of the few that really, having his name changed didn't really affect anything. He became just the symbol.
Prince.
So then he was the symbol, formerly known as Prince. Puff Daddy, Puffy, Puff Diddy, P. Diddy, Diddy. He changed his name throughout, but I think people are a little bit more used to him just doing that.
Right. Snoop Dogg, that wasn't his... He wasn't... His mother didn't name him Snoop Dogg.
No, but professionally he's always been Snoop.
Snoop Dogg. There are things that we focus on, things that we think about here on the Good Day program, and all of us think about them in the reality of our lives. There's something that sort of ties things together. Every once in a while, you know, I find when I do my, if it's research or whatever you want to call it, a preparation, just me living, because I'm attracted, whether I was on the air or not, to some of the same things, because they motivate me, and hopefully they motivate people when I share them on the air, to think. For example, this from Martin Luther King Jr. I believe that unarmed truth and unconditional love will have the final word in reality. That's why right, temporarily defeated, is stronger than evil, temporarily triumphant. That's pretty poignant, isn't it? I believe that unarmed truth and unconditional love will have the final word in reality.
Mm-hmm.
That's why right, temporarily defeated, is stronger than evil, temporarily triumphant. It is so true, and almost, I can't think of a circumstance, the worst example in modern history are the Nazis, right? They were temporarily triumphant, but then right overtook wrong. We were sort of in some respects, certainly the Europeans were temporarily defeated, and then things worked out the right way. And I think you got to believe that that's the way things will go. And it sometimes depends on how good the leadership is at the moment. Sometimes it's just the right thing happens for the right reason at the right time. And I think that's because there's a power greater than we are, and you see it almost every single day in everything. If you think, if you're a thinker, an observer, and you look around and see how amazing things are, and sometimes they're horrible, but, you know, there also is in horrible stuff, there's sometimes, if not most, if not all the time, something that prevails that's good. So, having said that, a lot of people are focused on the Super Bowl still. Winners, losers, maybe there's temporarily, maybe you can say that about San Francisco. They were temporarily defeated, but then they'll be triumphant sooner or later. And then there's all the talk about, it's such nonsense. It reminds me of the Patriots. They won three times, so they're a dynasty. Yeah. Throw the words away and foolish. And then there are the ads that were in the Super Bowl. And this one probably is the most controversial of all of them. And I must admit to having not paid much attention to it before. But I thought because there was so much. Oh, did you hear that ad about Kennedy? Oh, so here's the ad about Kennedy.
Want a man for president who's seasoned through and through. A man who's old enough to know.
And young enough to do.
Well, it's up to you, it's up to you. It's strictly up to you.
American Value 2024 is responsible for the contents of this advertisement.
Sounds like the lead into the Mickey Mouse Club. Mickey Mouse
fun.
Club.
And visually, it was so retro. It was great.
Yeah. And he didn't, he says he didn't know anything about it, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and that he thought it was, I don't think he said it was embarrassing. I think he just said, I apologize for it. Why would he apologize for it? It's got people's attention, much as anything
else.
Yeah,
but people were mad, and when you're trying to run for president, if anybody gets mad about something, you apologize, you issue a statement.
What? Trump doesn't apologize for anything, and people are mad at him. Every day, all day.
I don't think they have to. I'm just saying a lot of people choose to. He was one that chose to.
Yep. All right. There's Jay and Doug and James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. And speaking of Dallas, we go to Texas for the story of one of the most familiar faces in American religion. Joel Osteen was the son of a pastor. Didn't really care much for being the son of a pastor. And now... he has created in the Houston area what's referred to by most as a mega church. Thousands and thousands of people. He's got a ministry that is on television, the radio. He's got his own channel on Sirius, I think, or he's got his own channel. You can hear him any time, day or night. He's got an interesting way about him. But the spotlight, even though it's on him, it isn't really... There was a shooter Sunday at his church. 5-year-old boy was critically wounded. And there was another man who wasn't hurt so bad. He was hit in the hip. And then the off-duty police officer who was working security there killed this guy before he could do any more damage. So there's a whole bunch of issues here. See, the people who are gun rights advocates say, see? Here's a guy who's working security, he's got a gun, and somebody comes in and starts shooting, and this guy takes him out. Okay, so
higher
that's
security,
one.
That's one thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. It's one, And then there's this brand of Christianity. I went to a funeral last Friday in Dallas in one of these churches. Well, not quite as big, because this church has 45,000 people who pay attention to it. Basically, his church is a former basketball arena, and, the sermons on television, he drives a Ferrari, and people say, how come he drives a Ferrari? He's a minister. You can come up with any number of scenarios that you want to explain that. Osteen doesn't ever really even address it. He has... a way of bringing people around. You heard me talking about Martin Luther King Jr., who was a preacher, had a way of putting things, thoughts together with deeds, action, that sort of thing. There are blacks and whites and Hispanics, a lot of diversity that you don't see in most churches. By any stretch of the imagination, when he wrote his book, Your Best Life Now, 7 Steps to Living Your Full Potential, sold 3 million copies. And, you look around at the smiling preacher. His message is very hopeful, very encouraging, and therefore it resonates with people. Whether you like his methodology or not, I've always said this, I'm not a big fan, but I like his message. I think he does his style. He is like he was the host of The Tonight Show in a manner of speaking. But there's certainly room for evangelical thinking. I think he calls it prosperity gospel. Do you ever have you ever watched any of his? Have you listened to Osteen at all, Jane?
I mean, I'm familiar with him, but I have not seen any of it.
He's here's one of the quotes. Essentially, God wants to bless you, and if you have enough faith, He will. Pretty simple, straightforward. He said, "You can prosper, you can live your best life now." And isn't that an appealing message to people, no matter what their background, isn't it? Live your best life now. Anyway, the fellow that, if I'm not mistaken, this boy who got shot was the son of the shooter, which seems the guy.
No, I think it was a separate boy. She brought her 7-year-old with her, but I believe the one who got was shot was a different boy.
Oh, was it? Okay. Nine. Anyway, again, a gun-carrying person who's mentally ill. And the darkness.
She had a bomb on her, though there were no bombs found.
She claimed that she had, or he claimed that she brought a bomb in and he was trying to stop her.
She claimed that she also had a bomb, that there was a bomb, but police didn't find any.
Yeah. All right, well, anyway, it's another sort of, it's a tough way to get more attention, and certainly not the way that he would like to have attention. Another pastor story from Connecticut this time. This guy was arrested over the weekend on allegations that he was selling crystal meth in the church's rectory. Can you imagine? This was at a church, United Methodist Church in Woodbury, Connecticut. The reverend was taken into custody after he was charged with possession of narcotics and intent to sell. He's been released on $10,000 bail. Can you imagine, though, what the people in that church must think about their pastor and the church? Wow. All right, 18 after the hour. How about them apples? It's the Good Day program.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hear that? The soothing sounds of a bubble bath. And if you were here, you'd smell a single cedar leaf candle. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get back on the road and enjoy 24/7 roadside assistance from Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And then take a shower, because it's fast, like your motorcycle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Roadside assistance may require comprehensive coverage. Not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now 23 after the hour, it's the Tuesday Good Day program. February the 13th, tomorrow, is Valentine's Day, or V-Day, Victory Day. I guess it depends on what you consider as a Valentine that is well-placed and appreciated. Is that a victory? I suppose it is, depending on what's going on in your relationship.
You find somebody you're equally yoked with and a good match. And relationships take a lot of work. And when you find somebody and you're willing to do the work and they're willing to do the work, I think that is a victory.
There you go. Victory, victory is our cry. V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. All right, so here's in this celebrity news department here, what's trending on social media, this portion of this hour, focusing on Miranda Lambert and Enrique Iglesias. Now, that I've said that, do you think there's something going on romantically between the two of them? Well, I will give you the inside scoop to the relationship that Miranda has to Enrique in just about 60 seconds. Can you hold on?
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
You don't love me yet, but I know you will. If you only felt half of what I feel. If you ever go, I will never change. There's a space in my heart, and it's just your shape.
That's the name of the song, Space in My Heart. The duet is Miranda Lambert, Enrique Iglesias. This is being promoted as Texas Meets Spain. So she's certainly a country music legend, and he's a Latin pop superstar.
So they have teamed up. This was certainly not something you'd see on the radar necessarily, but it sounds kind of nice, I thought. Didn't you, Jay? Kind of
it's a nice pop tune.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're harmonizing.
So this song is being
pretty.
Yeah. It's supposed to be out next week, apparently. It's all over social media. The focus on promoting Space in My Heart. They announced the project by posting a snippet of the song on Instagram, and so that's why we're talking about it here. It's really, it's kind of an interesting picture if you look at it. It's in black and white of the two of them. She's looking at Iglesias, and it's just kind of, it's neat. It's a unique way of sort of promoting it, I think, don't you? And it's, why not? She said in the promotion, can't wait for y'all to hear this one. And you don't love me yet, but know you will. If you only felt half of what I feel, if you ever go, I will never change. There's a space in my heart, and it's just your shape. I think if I had been the promotional people for this, I would have announced it and then released it tomorrow on Valentine's Day. Wouldn't you think that would be a good time for this? It'll do what it'll do, but I just thought, this is a perfect way to have singers and songwriters focus on Valentine's Day and what it's all about. If you were mine, it was the last
thing
I think I
ever did. It's like a longing for a certain person to love you back. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, sweet. All right, so there it is, Miranda and Enrique, Space in My Heart, coming out next week. This is Good Day. You all have a space in my heart. It's 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, when it comes to training your dog, does size really matter? You know, because small dogs are often not trained, many gain the reputation for being loud, obnoxious yappers who might bite you if you get too close. In essence, small pet owners are perpetuating this yapper stereotype by neglecting to train their own dogs. If this sounds like you, if you own a dog regardless of size, he or she must get trained. It's not cute when dogs bite, whether they teeth are small or large, they can hurt. Even if your little dog never bites somebody, there are a myriad of other extremely unattractive behaviors that are consequences of not training that little dog. You know, I run into this all the time. Well, it's a Chihuahua, it's a Schnauzer, it's a Poodle, Warren. Doesn't need training. It's not a Doberman, a Shepherd, or a Rottweiler. All dogs need training. All dogs can run into the street and need to know how to come back when you call them. All dogs need to know how to sit and lie down and stay. It's important for them mentally, and it's also a great way to communicate on a positive level. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is life change tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Back on set at Comedy Central's Daily Show, just in time for an election year.
We're going to have so much we're going to talk about this year. Obviously, elections. Maybe we'll talk about China. Maybe we'll talk about AI. Maybe something a little lighter, Israel-Palestine. Who knows?
Comedian Jon Stewart returned to the show Monday night as a guest host, where he will remain on a weekly basis throughout the year. The Daily Show is using guest hosts while it searches for the next permanent host since Trevor Noah's departure back in 2022. The NFL considering Las Vegas as a potential host for another Super Bowl.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell had nothing but praise for Las Vegas on Monday.
The hospitality here, you outdid it.
The Kansas City Chiefs beat the San Francisco 49ers in overtime during the first ever Super Bowl that was held in Sin City on Sunday. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Miles Fisher saying that you should have a good day. Listen to my gramps on the radio.
Sorry, party's canceled. I'm waiting on the cable internet guy.
How's that?
First, I had cable, but those cords weren't me. I needed to find new Wi-Fi.
And he cried.
I didn't cry.
He switched to T-Mobile, home internet with 5G. It runs on their network. Just plug it in and you'll see.
You wonder sometimes. Who comes up with these ideas, these creative people, right? Who would have thought Jason Momoa would fit into that kind of scenario, right? Under the circumstances, and
this one's
apparently
funny.
It works.
It was a good one.
Yeah, it was a good one. All right, so there we have a few of these commercials that we want to play to live beyond the Super Bowl game and what some people are talking about. I think the whole business about the game and the love affair between, Kelsey and Taylor Swift. Yeah, the kissing and the, it's okay.
Like they're not supposed to?
Yeah, right. Well, it's Valentine's Day. There's a great opportunity right there, thinking about Valentine's Day in a manner of speaking, which is more than roses. It's romance. Is it romance and roses? The romance of your relationship. How do you keep it alive? You pay attention to the other partner, partner in your relationship, right? What drives you to be passionate for that person? You have passion in your life at all? Are you embracing something or someone? When you wake up in the morning, do you think about love? Do you think about romance? Do you think about where you, you know, what your roots are? What did your mother and father demonstrate to you, if anything, about romance? And it's really a, it's kind of a pure, it's the purest of all motivations is love. Is it not? And this is a celebration of love. Hasn't always been that way. There was, you know, what we have, boxes of chocolates and lots of flowers and roses and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This was originally known as St. Valentine's Day. And this goes back to ancient Rome, the Christian faith. As usual, the Christians, the leaders of the Christian church, grabbed all the pagan holidays. And so, you know, that it was a religious holiday to begin with. About St. Valentine, who was a Roman saint, martyred after helping couples get married in secret, defying the emperor of Rome. So that's where it came from. Kind of started as anything but love. This guy was a martyr. He was imprisoned. He was put to death. He became a saint. And so from that point, the fact that he was responsible for marrying people that the church didn't want to see married, it's like today. How long, when was it first okay in the Catholic Church to be married if you were gay? How long ago was that? It was not that.
Oh, that's a good question. Not long enough. It was still relatively new.
Yeah, right.
2018, 2015?
It hasn't been long. Yeah, hasn't been long at all. So anyway, I guess that I want to hope tomorrow will be all about passion and how it will be about encouragement for a romance, no matter what the relationship is. Yeah, it sort of began as man and wife, women and men, but then it's become a whole different mix. And you know what? If you have love for somebody else and you want to be with this person, what could be wrong with that? It may not be your cup of tea, but if it's somebody else's cup of tea and it makes them happy and they create good, because finding good is something that's difficult. Life's too short to be wasting time making judgments about people, in my mind anyway, in my world.
Yeah.
No. Let's make this as good and strong and loving as we can. That's the whole deal here. I was kind of concerned. There was an American woman who was killed in a drug dispute in Mexico at a beach resort. My daughter had gone to Mexico to spend the weekend with three of her college friends. They hadn't been together for a long, long time, and it was her birthday, and they wanted to celebrate with her, so it was their treat for her to come and join them. I don't know what the resort was, but it's not this one where this American woman was killed. Apparently, she didn't have any connection at all, Jay, to the drug dealer.
She just got caught in the shooting. I think it was on the beach of this resort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. And in the name, this is in the name of drugs, in the name of money. Look at all the violence. Look at the killing. Those of you who use, I had dinner last night with a radio friend, and we were talking about people who use drugs at one point or another in their lives. If you use them and you don't, you know, they say, well, I'm not hurting anybody else. Well, the very fact that you're buying them and you're getting them from somebody who got them from somebody else that trickle down the line, at some point there is there's the possibility of violence because of the money that's attached to it. Right? Think about all of the various steps from the production of the drug itself to the sale of it, and there's always four or five different hands involved in that because there's so much money in it, it's a scourge. So I'm not here to accuse, but I am here to make note of the fact that if you use drugs of any kind, you're contributing to this kind of violence. You just aren't.
But we can't negate the fact that addiction is an illness.
Well, but you get started on it. Why do you get started? It is an illness. You're right. But how do you get started on them? What's the motivation for you the first time to do drugs, do some kind of drugs?
Curiosity, recreationally, at prescribed pills that led to addiction.
Okay,
there's
but you're
various
an adult.
Reasons.
And you know what the ramifications are of doing it. That's all. What I'm saying is think, that not that it's going to get, you know, the people that I'm talking to probably already agree for the most part with what I'm saying. And maybe you do, maybe you don't. Most everybody, see, I'm an anomaly. Most everybody at one point in time or another in their life, whether it was college, you know, high school, young adulthood, first job, whatever, have tried, as you just suggested, drugs. So I'm trying not to sound judgmental here, because I saw so much abuse of drugs and things when I was a youngster, I just have no tolerance for it. I have no patience for it. I have no interest or desire. That's me. So without me sounding judgmental, the fact is that if you use drugs of any type, you are, as the end user, contributing to a business that is wholly unwholesome and not only unhealthy, but it's counterproductive. I don't know, maybe that's the nicest thing I can say about it. Anyway, I'm more concerned about this sort of thing, and I was concerned when I saw this first day because Megan had been down there for the weekend, not in this particular area, but it's so prolific in Mexico. It is so. And then the further you go into Central America and into South America, it's more of a controlling factor in governments, in businesses, in everyday life, because there's so much money in it. Okay, I'll stop being Joel Osteen and move on into something else. Today is Election Day in New York City, where George Santos was a rep. How can we forget George Santos? Right, yeah. So the race to succeed him, as you might expect, with politics being the way that it is today, is the election. This is a New York City suburban area, and so the type of people running, you know, are, you'd think, a little bit more gracious, a little bit less. But it's the same everywhere. It's Trump versus Biden, you know, on the local scale. And right? I mean, think about all of the stuff. Certainly, it's unusual to have a special election at this time. This is more a primary. But because Santos is gone, there is a contest between former Congressman Tom, I believe his name is Suozzi, who's a Democrat. He's facing off with a Republican lady named Mazie, I think it's Pillip, who is a lawmaker in the county. And they go back and forth. This is, again, in the suburbs of Long Island. And I think there's a small corner of Queens that's in it. But is this the way, strategically, this whole year is going to go? Right? The messages that have been involved in this particular race are about immigration, are about abortion. So those are the two big ones, right? Abortion with Republicans. That's the number one issue that is negative in their camp. And immigration is the number one issue that's negative in the Democrats' camp. So they're back and forth on those two issues. And the stuff about public safety certainly is part of it. You wonder whether this is it. It'll be interesting to see tomorrow at this time what the turnout was. This is what bothers me about the news media. Well, it's expected to be low. Not many people are interested in the race, or they even know. So right away, they're turning people off. Right? Using that kind of language Well, not many people are expecting. So people see that or they hear and they think, I guess there's not much point in me going to vote. If nobody else is going to go to vote, why should I bother? It's sick. And yet it is all over the place. You know, this has been a big thing on the political talk radio stations in New York City. And it's played over onto the local newspapers and things in on Long Island. I don't know. I just I don't like to see the back and forth is what you would expect. Okay. Apparently, this guy Swozy was the representative there for three terms before, pretty much in the middle. He didn't like, nor did he come across as someone who is liberal. There, you know, that doesn't play well on Long Island. So he says he can work with the Republicans to make things. You know, that's another one of the themes. It's abortion, it's immigration, and it's can you work with the other people? Right? That's the one of the big deals here. And
it
so
should
it's,
be.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we've already seen it. When they can't work together, nothing gets done.
Exactly. So speaking of that, another Democrat from New York, the majority leader in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, pushing the folks in the Senate to finish the job to get that $95 billion foreign aid bill across the finish line today. Rand Paul, who is a vocal opponent of the bill, filibustered on the floor yesterday. And then Schumer, you know, went after him. This is something that funds Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, all kinds of stuff. But there are flaws in it, to be sure. Do we need it? Well, we need something to take care of the immigration issue, that's for sure. 48 after the hour here on the Good Day program.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PASS. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS.
Want to get your hands on the next big thing? At Verizon, new and existing customers can trade in their old Samsung phone, any model, in any condition, and get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with select unlimited plans. A better plan to save is Verizon. $999.99 device payment or a full retail purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line on unlimited ultimate or select 5G unlimited plan required. Plus $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
Hear that? The sound of adorable little birds in your garden. And if you were here, you'd taste the too sweet but tiny tomatoes you grew all by yourself. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens when you're riding your motorcycle, protected by Progressive, on your way to the store for a pack of normal-sized tomatoes. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without getting your hands dirty. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
53 after the hour now. It's Food, Farm, and Family time on the Good Day program. Every day at this time, we go through some of the news that affects all of us when it comes to the food department, what we're eating, where we're getting it, how the connection is to the farms. We're trying to make more direct connections to farms so that you can use that as a source when appropriate for your food. It's brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Insurance you can get for your motorcycle, your boat, your car, your RV. So on the road or on the water, wherever you want to be, you can save money protecting the investment and yourself. 800-PROGRESSIVE is the number to call, or you can go online to progressive.com. Today is Mardi Gras Day, Fat Tuesday, Shrove Tuesday, Pancake Tuesday. Depends on where you are, right?
Food
and more food, right, exactly. Well, this is the day before Lent starts, right? This is the time Lent happens to coincide with Valentine's Day this year. And so as appropriate as it may be if you're a Catholic to go off and fast or to give up something for Lent, hardly the day to do it is Valentine's Day. But at any rate, maybe you wait till Thursday after you've celebrated Valentine's Day. This is something that started, by the way, Mardi Gras started in the Roman era, celebrating the harvest season. And once again, I said this with regard to Valentine's Day. This was another one of the pagan holidays that was stolen by the Christians when they arrived in Rome. They did it all through the year, and so this became a day of celebration, but also eating and drinking and chasing women around, debauchery, generally speaking, just before we have to give it all up for 40 days of Lent. Fasting and penance. So you don't do, you stop, you go crazy for a day, and then you stop for 40 days, and as soon as that's over, you go back to it. Let's celebrate. Woo! Ah! Anyway, so it is not, I don't know that it's as raucous here in America where we celebrate Mardi Gras a day, but it is something still. And I think the first time it was really noticed was down in New Orleans. That's where they had Mardi Gras. And that's kind of today where it is, right? Mardi Gras
is pretty
much
always in New Orleans.
Festival. Yeah, right, exactly.
You get the king cake. And a lot of people all around will celebrate the same way. You get the Mardi Gras beads. You do the king cake thingy with the little plastic. Is it a plastic crown, a plastic baby, I think? And then if you get the slice of cake that has that trinket in there, it's a big good luck thing. But what I always found interesting with Lent is that it's celebrated so differently by people, whether it is giving up one thing, giving up a couple of a certain number of things, fasting during the day, and then being able to eat whatever you want after the sun sets. I know somebody who will eat soup. They won't fully fast during the day, but they will only eat soup until dinner time, and then they will have like a light dinner of stuff, but they still try to give up certain things.
Celebration of convenience. If nothing else, we don't really want.
Well, yeah, people pick their own things in the different religions, like Lutherans. Yeah. I'm Lutheran, and while we observe Lent to a degree, it's not common for Lutherans to give something up for Lent.
No, Martin Luther. Have you ever studied? This is a subject for a different time. Studying the life and times of Martin Luther. What an interesting man he was, and how he put the note on the church door. He was a fascinating guy. Anyway, let's move on. Food, Farm, and Family now, focusing on the recalls of the day. Zingerman's Bakehouse issuing an allergy alert on undeclared walnuts in the Bakehouse Black Magic Brownie, whether it be an individual package of them, and they come in four packs as well. This is the company in Ann Arbor, Michigan, recalling the Black Magic Brownie has walnuts in it and not supposed to if you have an allergy. Is that a big thing? I don't know allergy to walnuts. I know the peanut thing.
Yes,
is that a walnut a big
Which,
thing?
Fascinatingly enough, a peanut is not actually a nut. It is, I believe it's more closely related to beans, but the nut allergies, tree nut allergies, all of those are very real. And I think brownies, a lot of times, sometimes people, their recipe is just to have walnuts in them.
Isn't it a nightshade like tomatoes and potatoes and other things? I think that may be the case, but I don't know that.
Huh. I don't think I've ever heard of it as a nightshade, but was it tomatoes, peppers, eggplant?
Yeah, yeah. All right, anyway, bottom line is wherever you purchased these products, bring it back and get your money back. Zingerman's Bakehouse Black Magic Brownies. All right? Get your money back, get some money for your time, et cetera, et cetera. That's the cry. That's the call from the Good Day program, Food, Farm, and Family Highlight, which you can get at foodfarmfamily.com. Now, 59 past the hour here on Good Day.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.